So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Kohen Shashimish Betuma, Ein Achav HaKohanim Mevinois Lebezen, Ela Parche Kohuna Mitzinois Ichutz Lazar, Umavtzinis Meche Begizar. If a Kohen performed the Avodah while he was Tamei, the other Kohen did not take him to Bezen from Malkus, but rather the young Kohen take him out of the Azar and crack his skull with clubs and he dies. The Gemara inquires, Baimene Rav Acha Bahunim Rav Sheshes. Kohen Shashimish Betuma, Chayv Misa B'dei Shemaim, or Ein Chayv Misa B'dei Shemaim? Is a Kohen who performs the Avodah while he was Tamei liable to Misa B'dei Shemaim or not? After a discussion, the Gemara brings proof from the Braisa of Elohim Shebemisa, Tamei Shashimish. The Braisa lists all the transgressions for which one is liable to Misa B'dei Shemaim, and includes Tamei Shashimish, and for this reason Mavtzin Esmecha B'Gezirin, because he will eventually die through Misa B'dei Shemaim. The Gemara now elaborates on the Braisa, Gufa, Ve'elo Shebemisa. The following transgressions are punishable with Misa B'dei Shemaim. Ha'echel Esa Tevel B'Misa. One who eats tevel fruits before Trumas and Maisas were separated is liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim because the Pasuk states, V'lechalu es kachem b'nei Yisrael es asher yirimu l'Hashem. One may not defile kachem. And basidim lichem akasim adava. The Pasuk refers to tevel because the word yirimu is in future tense and means the tevel fruits from which Truma will eventually be separated, and there's exer shavet to Truma through the word chil. The Pasuk here of tevel states V'lechalu, and the Pasuk of Truma betuma states U'meisu b'ki chaleluhu. Just like a Tamei who eats Truma is liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim, so to one who eats Tevel is liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim. However, the Gemara asks, we could derive through Gzer Shav from the Pasuk of Neiser that states, Ki yes kiddush Hashem chilul and say, Malahal mekaris avkam bekaris. Just like one who eats Neiser is liable to Karis, so to one who eats Tevel should be liable to Karis. The Gemara explains, we derive chilul chilul mitruma either because Hanach nefishin, Tevel has more similarities to Truma than to Neiser, or because chil derab mechil derab m'adif. In the pasuk of tevel and truma, the word yichalu is in plural form, while in the pasuk of neisa, the word chil is in singular form. The brayse continues: v'koyin tami sha'achal truma tahara b'misa. For koyin that was tami, ate truma fruits that were tar, he's liable to misa b'dei shemayim because the pasuk that refers to koyin tami states v'shamer es mishmarti b'leisiu olav chet u'meisu b'ki yichalu ani Hashem mekadosham. The Gemara explains, however, v'koyin tami sha'achal truma tmeya. For Kohen that was Tamei, ate Truma fruits that were also Tamei, he's not liable to Misa because the Pasuk states, the Kohen Tamei is liable to Misa because he defiled the Truma by eating it. And this does not apply to Truma Tamei, which was already defiled before the Kohen Tamei ate it. If a Yisrael eats Truma fruits that may be eaten only by a Kohen, he's liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim because the Pasuk of Kohen Tamei states, and the following pasuk of Zar states, V'chol Zar lo yechol kodesh. Therefore, we apply Misa from Kohen Tamei to Zar. Rav, however, disagrees and holds, Zar sha'achol es ha'truma loike. If Yisrael eats truma fruits, he gets only Malkus, but not Misa, because the words Ani Hashem Mekadosham, Hipsika Inyan, there are a separation between the Misa of Kohen Tamei and Zar. V'zar sheshimesh b'misa. If Yisrael performs Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he's liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim, because the pasuk of Avodah states, V'hazar ha'kar of Yumas. A Kohen that was Tamei performed the Avodah, he is liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim because the Pasuk of Kohen Tamei states, V'yinazrim kachar b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalu Hashem kachi, and v'yolav chilul chilul mitruma, ma'alahal b'misa, avkan b'misa. The Gemara asks, v'neilav chilul minayser, and say ma'alahal karas avkan karas. The Gemara answers as before, chil derab mechil derab adif. But for Yom Shashimish b'misa, the Kohen performed the Avodah before he achieved complete Tahara of Harav Shemesh, he's liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim because the Pasuk states, Kedoshim Yiu Lelihayim Lo Yichalu. Im Eino Inyan L'Tamei Shashimish D'Nafkala Mivi Yinazru, Tineu Inyan L'Tful Yom Shashimish. Since the Pasuk is not needed for a Kohen Tamei before Tefillah, because this is already derived from V'Yinazru, we apply the Pasuk to a Kohen Tamei after Tevillah before Harav Shemesh. And V'Yalav Chil Chil Mitruma, Malal B'Misa, Avkan B'Misa. Mechusa B'Gadim B'Misa. If Kohen performed the Avodah with one or more of the big kuna missing, he's liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim because the Pasuk states, V'chagarta oisim avnir aron avonav, v'hois lem kuna l'chukas oylem. Bezman shebegdeim aleim kunasim aleim. Ein begdeim aleim, in kunasim aleim, v'hav l'hu zarm. The Bnei Aron are considered kahanim only if they wear the big kuna, but if they do not wear the big kuna, they're not considered kahanim and zar shashimish b'misa. U'mechusa kapar b'misa. If a Kohen performed the Avodah before he achieved complete Tahara through his Karbonas, he's liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim because the Pasuk states, V'chipar Allah ha'Kohen b'tahara. The word b'tahara implies Tahara mechlal shei tameya, Before his karbonos are brought, the kohen is still considered tamei and tamei shashimish b'misa. V'shaloi rochat zidan reglayim b'misa. If a kohen performing the avodah without washing his hands and feet with the water from the kir, he's liable to misa b'dei shemayim because the pasuk states bevayim el oil moed yirchatzu mayim b'lo yimusu. V'shtui yayin b'misa. If a kohen performed the avodah after he drank wine, he's liable to misa b'dei shemayim because the pasuk states yayin v'shecher al teisht b'lo yimusu. Upruy roish b'misa. If a kohen performed the avodah with a hair growth of more than 30 days, he's liable to misa b'dei shemayim because the pasuk in Yechezkel states, "Reishim lo yigalchu, feru lo yishalechu." And the following pasuk states, "V'yayin lo yishtu." There is a hekesh from pri roish to shtu yayin. Mashtu yayin b'misa, pri roish b'misa. However, the Baisa continues, "Avol oral ba'ayin v'yayishiv in b'misa el basar." If a kohen performed the avodah while he was not circumcised, or one of his close relatives died that day, or while seated, he gets only malchus but not misa, as Gemara explains. Aril Bazhara, because the pasuk in Yechezkel states, "Kol ben necher aril leva aril basar lo yovel mikdashi l'shoseini." As Rashi explains, "Asar medibri kabbalah be'alma v'loy loki Allah." Since the asar is derived from the vim, there is no malchus. Einin Bazhara, because the pasuk states, "Umin amikdash leyetzi v'lechales mikdash elihav." Kohen gadol and einin may perform the avodah and it does not become defiled. This implies, however, ha'achar shalai yatzachil, a kohen hedir and einim may not perform the avodah, and if he did so, the avodah becomes defiled. Yeshiv b'azhar, because the pasuk states, ki vayvachar Hashem alekecha mekol shvetecha la'amid l'sharis, la'amid b'chartiv v'loy li'yeshiva. And the Aaron were chosen to be kohanim only while they stand, but while they are seated, they are not considered kohanim, and therefore a yeshiv is liable for the azhar of zar. And as Rashi explains, however, he does not get misa like a zar, because Meshum Dav is Zar, Vishlei Rochatzi Dam Reglaim, Meshtui Yain, Sholish Ksub Maboim Ke'echad, Tachsib Behu Misa, Ve'im Alamdin. Since there are three Pesukim that teach Misa B'dei Shemayim, we have a rule that if the Torah states a principle regarding three halachas unnecessarily, where one can be learned from the other, it is meant to be applied specifically in those cases and not others. Therefore, without Gzeirah Shavah, we cannot apply Misa B'dei Shemayim to Yeshiv.